Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyone who has some work or some activities in heat can use this app. So if we have coaches that are going to have their teams out, soccer coaches or baseball coaches or whoever's doing, you know, track and field, all of them can utilize this app to make sure that they are managing their folks and that they're providing them the things that they need to be protected from the heat as well.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. I'm Maria Boynton. My guest is Billy Kaiser, Deputy Regional Administrator for the Southeast for OSHA, which, of course, is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here this morning.
Well, it is so good to have you in here. We're talking about the federal government.
Absolutely.
So what is OSHA?
OSHA is a federal agency that was created to protect workers in 1970. The mission of the agency is to make sure that employers are providing a safe and healthful workplace for their employees. And that includes employees in private industry. And even those, we have a presidential order that protects employees on federal installations as well. But when we talk about those private industry employees, that's going to be manufacturing facilities, construction work, agriculture, warehousing, all of those employers that are out there that have employees.
And you talk about it being created in 1970. It was created by Congress.
Absolutely.
So what were the concerns? What were some of the issues back then where they knew that employees needed to be protected?
Well, back then, you were having people die from things all the time. And now, even though, you know, we have all these regulations, we have about 12 people that pass away every day from work-related injury or illness. So when you talk about overall injuries and illnesses, you know, the whole agency was designed to prevent that. So we are working really hard all the time to make sure that employers are indeed providing those safe and healthful workplaces to prevent employees from being killed or injured on the job. We want all of these employees to go home the same way they come to work.
So we're talking about private and public sector.
Correct. So when we talk about private and public sector, now federal OSHA has jurisdiction over private sector. Mm-hmm. We have several facilities in state plan programs. And here in the Southeast, which is my region, we have Kentucky, Tennessee, South, and North Carolina that are state plan programs. So in those states, OSHA actually provides coverage for public sector because it's run by the state.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Maria Boynton. If you're just joining us, my guest is Billy Kaiser. She is Deputy Regional Administrator for the Southeast for OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration. Your office right downtown the federal building, right?
It absolutely is.
I like for my listeners to get to know who I'm sitting here talking to, Billy. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long you been in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta since 1992, actually, when I came to start grad school. So I have a master's degree in public health from Emory.
So where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Mississippi, a small town named Byhalia. Nobody's ever heard of it, probably, but it's not that far from Holly Springs or not far from Memphis. I'm about 45 minutes away from Memphis, Tennessee.
What was the name of that hometown again?
Byhalia, Mississippi.
Byhalia, Mississippi. I'm sure we're going to get some calls saying, hey, I'm from Byhalia. Everybody, thanks for listening. We're talking about OSHA, keeping workers safe. And of course, our topic today is specifically talking about heat-related injuries and illnesses. How prevalent are those?
They're significantly prevalent. We all deal with heat every day in the summertime, especially here in the Southeast. In southern Georgia and Florida, of course, we're dealing with heat you know, practically all year long. But we just recently are in the middle of investigating a couple of fatalities and hospitalizations related to heat. So we really wanted to get the message out that heat is definitely a hazard, and employers need to make sure that they take special precaution to ensure that their employees are protected.
Yeah, one of the statistics you gave me here, it says that extreme heat kills dozens of workers every year and sickens thousands more. Now, I guess we can be talking about what, everything from the air system to just the working conditions that involve heat.
Sure. So when you have employees that are going to be working outside in high heat, so you may have construction workers. We have lots of construction going on all around us, especially here in Atlanta. So you want to make sure that, you know, you try to protect those employees that are going to be working outside in high heat all during the day. You also want to make sure that if you have manufacturing facilities or other types of facilities where people are doing heavy work and they're hot environments, that you're also looking at precautions to protect them as well. So this is sort of an ongoing effort that employers need to take, because, you know, heat is all around us and you may not think of it as a hazard, but of course it is. So we need to make sure that we're aware of it and that we're doing what we need to protect ourselves and to protect our employees.
Yeah, because we already have heat in the 90s and heat indexes in the triple digits. So let's talk about some of the options that OSHA offers that can save lives. I'm excited about this app that you have.
Absolutely. So if you go to www.osha.gov, you can look up information about the app, and you can also find the app on your iPhone or an Android device. So you can just go to the App Store and look for Heat. Or you can look for Heat app and you can find it and you can just add it onto your phone. It's absolutely free and it has all sorts of resources on the app itself that talk about the temperature, the heat index, what you need to do to protect yourselves, what types of signs and symptoms there are, even first aid measures in case somebody is showing signs or symptoms. So it's pretty comprehensive and it's extremely user friendly. So it's a resource for, you know, those companies that have thousands of employees and even those really small landscaping companies that only have two or three employees. So there's no real excuse for anyone not to know what they need to do, because the app is right there and it's absolutely free.
Yeah, you showed it to me. And workers and supervisors can calculate the heat index for their work site.
Well, the app actually does all of that for you. So if you use location on your device, it will pull the latest weather data right onto the app, and it will tell you throughout your day even exactly what you should expect as far as the heat index, and it'll also give you precautions based upon that heat index.
So it's more than just telling them drink water.
Correct. It's going to go through all of the options for you. It's going to talk about how you may need to dress. So you want to wear breathable clothing. It's going to talk about drinking water and how often you should drink water and how much water is too much. It's also going to talk about, you know, if you're drinking so much water, how you might need to use some sort of other drinking supplements like sports drinks and things like that to replenish those electrolytes that you lose through your sweat. Then it's also going to talk about what kinds of signs or symptoms you should look for within those ranges. So if, let's say, it's extremely hot and you have someone out there and they start slurring or they are stumbling or they're dizzy, those are all signs of extreme heat stress. So you want to make sure that you're getting them medical attention right away. And you want to make sure that the employer is actually monitoring that. In some cases, some employers even develop a buddy system. So if we're working together and I know that you're all of a sudden you're all flushed and you're not sweating anymore, that's a problem. I need to be able to tell someone that. So it has tools that employers can use to train their employees about the hazards associated and about the signs and symptoms so that they know when somebody's in trouble.
She is Billy Kaiser, Deputy Regional Administrator for the Southeast for OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration. It was created in 1970 by Congress to protect employers and employees specifically.
Absolutely, employees. You know, we get questions often about, well, why do you always cite employers? Well, The reason is because employers are responsible for making sure that their employees have what they need to do the job that they're paying them to do. So you want to make sure that, you know, the OSHA website is a great source of information for employers to find that information that they need.
Give them the website.
The website address is www.osha.gov. So we're talking about heat today. So, of course, you can find Water Rest Shade right on the website as soon as you pull it up.
Now, what's that?
Water Rest Shade is a slogan, for lack of a better term. And it is our slogan for heat. You want to make sure you provide water. You want to make sure that people are taking rest breaks when in the high heat times and when they're doing heavy work, and you want to make sure that they have a shaded area that they can take some of that rest in so that they can get out of that high heat.
So this is really good information for employers.
Absolutely. It gives them exactly what they need so that they can make sure that they're protecting their employees. So again, it's not rocket science. It's really all about making sure that you're doing practical things to protect your employees. You want to make sure that if they are working in those hot environments, like I said, that they have water breaks, that they are taking some rest breaks if they're doing heavy work, and that they have a shaded area where they can take some rest in.
We're talking to Billy Kaiser, who is with OSHA for the Southeast. She's the Deputy Regional Administrator, giving some tips and tools from OSHA that can help workers and others remain safe. I understand that some of the most at-risk industries are, and it's a given, I guess, construction.
Absolutely.
Transportation,
yes.
Agriculture. Landscapers,
you know, you think I'm going to bring somebody in to cut my grass and they're going to be fine. Well, when you think about the heat index of 101 or 102,
105 even,
those are extreme temperatures. And in most cases, those folks are in direct sunlight while they're doing that work. And while you may think, oh, you know, they're riding a lawnmower or maybe they're, you know, pushing one, that's not exceptionally strenuous work, but all that adds up. You know, they may do 1 yard, they may do 5 yards, you know, so they are extremely exposed. And because in many cases, those are relatively small employers. They don't think that they need to do certain things or don't know what they need to do. And that's why it's so important for them to utilize the Heat app, because mm-hmm. it's a free app that they can put directly on their phones and have it with them all throughout the day. And because it is practically real-time information, it also does some projections. So it looks at what the heat is supposed to be over the rest of the day. And so you can plan better, you know, to be able to not be out doing those peak heat times of the day, and you can work around that. So it gives you information that you can use even for your planning purposes, not for the actual time that you're actually working in right now.
So let's talk about just a regular citizen. They can download the app too then.
They can. Again, it's a free app. Anyone can put it on their phone. And the tips that are in there can be applied to, you know, not just workers. It can be applied to anyone.
Okay, great, y'all. I love your name, Billy Kaiser.
Thank you.
It's a great name. Billy Kaiser is here. She's with OSHA, everybody. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which was created by Congress in 1970 to protect employees and employers as well. We're talking about heat, which kills dozens of workers every year, extreme heat, and sickens thousands more. You say that you had a couple of situations here in the South lately of deaths related to heat.
We've recently begun investigations on two fatalities and two hospitalizations here in the Southeast. And I can't really speak about any details about those cases exactly. But, you know, like any other employer, you know, we want to make sure that our employers know what they need to do in order to protect those workers. And so we've talked about the Heat app, which people can find on either the iPhone or Android app stores, easily found and easily downloaded, and also very easy to use. So it is, you know, and it has all of the information that an employer would need to be able to develop a heat prevention program so that they can protect their workers.
We've been talking about OSHA's Heat app, which provides real-time assessments of heat dangers and practical guidance for staying safe. So it's available in what languages?
It's available in English and Spanish. It provides you some guidance on how you can change it to Spanish, but it is available in English and Spanish.
And we're talking to Billy Kaiser here in the Southeast. She's originally from Mississippi. That town again?
Byhalia.
Byhalia, Mississippi. She's been here for quite some time, came here, went to Emory, got your master's degree.
In public health.
and she is working in public health,
absolutely,
taking care of the public at OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration. We've been talking about the HEAT app, which not only is for employees, employers, but it's for your just basic public. If you know that you're going to be out in the heat running, if you're going to take to the Beltline,
you absolutely can use the app for that. Like we mentioned earlier, the app can be used by anyone who's going to be exposed to heat. It was designed especially for employers to make sure that they educate their employees and that they have the tools they need to protect their employees. But anyone can use it, and it is absolutely free on the App Store.
And they just need to look for what on the App Store?
They should look for HEAT and OSHA, and it should pop up. It looks like the sun, I guess, with heat under it. So they should be able to easily find it. And it's the OSHA NIOSH HEAT app. So it should be easy to look for.
You talked about water, rest, shade, best practices for employers with people working in the heat. Advice for employers: provide workers with water, rest, and shade. So when we talk about workload, what advice do you give employers when it comes to workload?
So if you have employees that are going to have heavy workloads, one, you want to make sure that you are, for new employees, that you're making sure that they gradually grow into that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to throw somebody who's not been working heavily in the heat out there on the first day. You want to make sure that you ease them into that so that their bodies can acclimate to the heat. And for if you have heavy workloads, you want to make sure that you schedule those for the lighter times of the day. So when it's cooler in the mornings or in the late afternoon, you want to make sure that those are the times that you actually do that heavy work and try to do lighter work during the peak season or the peak times of the day.
And how do you plan for emergencies and things of that nature?
So you want to make sure that you're training your employees. You want to make sure that you look at what the first aid needs are based upon the types of signs or symptoms. You want to make sure that if you can, you have ice on hand or that you have, you know, access to 911 and emergency services. If you don't have that, then you want to make sure that you have somebody who's trained in first aid that can render some first aid there at your site. So the app actually speaks to all of the actual measures you can take when someone shows signs or symptoms and different types of issues. So if someone has heat cramps or they're having heat rash, it actually provides some precautions for that and some first aid measures for that.
And how would you learn to monitor for such in your employees?
So you want to make sure you train your employees to look for signs and symptoms. So you're going to be looking for things like people being flushed. You want to see if they're dizzy or stumbling, if people are slurring, if people have stopped sweating. There are all sorts of signs and symptoms, and the app actually lays out all of those for you. Of course, you can someone can visit our OSHA website as well, because there are all sorts of tools there. There are some quick tools and things like that related to heat and the precautions and first aid measures as well.
Everyone, we know how hot it is in Atlanta. Period. In the South, it's just hot. It's summer. And August is here, and we're going to have a lot more summer days.
I believe we are. And so it just makes it even more important for us to make sure that we're focused on heat, because it's something that sometimes gets taken for granted. And so we want to make sure that we're putting some emphasis on that, and folks are making sure that they're aware and that they're looking out for the folks that they work with.
So when John and Mary come over to do the yard work, it's great to offer them some water.
Absolutely. It's great to offer them some water. It's great to, you know, remind them that, oh, you may need to take some breaks because it's really hot out, you know, maybe some shade under a tree. You know, if there's a breeze or something, it's always great to make sure that we're reminding the folks that we work with of those options as well.
She is Billy Kaiser. She is with OSHA in Atlanta, your office right downtown in the federal building. It didn't take you long to get here.
It did not. We were just down the street. We're in the federal building, right at the corner of Forsyth and Alabama.
We're talking about the extreme heat, how employees and employers can work together to make sure they see if someone needs water, rest, shade, so they don't become injured or in the hospital because of heat-related injuries. You know, Billy, we talk about athletes and children as they go back to school being put out in the heat as well. I guess they can use the HEAT app as well.
anyone who has some work or some activities in HEAT can use this app. So if we have coaches that are going to have their teams out, soccer coaches or baseball coaches or whoever's doing, you know, track and field, all of them can utilize this app to make sure that they are managing their folks and that they're providing them the things that they need to be protected from the heat as well. And with football coaches, because it's peak football season, you're just getting back to start practicing and things like that, you really want to make sure that you're gradually bringing them into that, especially with it being the temperatures that we're having right now and the heat index. So you don't want to just throw them back out there full blast right now. You want to make sure that you're gradually bringing them in so that they can acclimate to the heat as well.
And of course, giving them the water, and then you throw in your app, which I'm looking at right now. It's kind of pretty. It has the yellow sun on a red background. Underneath it says heat index. Should be easy to find on the phone, helps you to calculate the heat for the day.
Absolutely. So when you pull up the app, one of the things that it will do is it will, if you have the location included on the app, then it will go ahead and it will pull up the temperature and the humidity, and it will go ahead and tell you whether or not it's minimal risk, low risk, moderate risk. And along with that, it's going to tell you what it feels like, so what your heat index is, and then it's going to go into precautions that you can, that you need to look for.
To bring about lower risk conditions.
Exactly. So right now we're in, according to the phone, we are in low risk conditions. So it talks about water and shade and making sure that you have adequate amounts of water. If you're going to be in the heat for less than a couple of hours, then you want to make sure that you're drinking a cup of water every, 20, 25 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes is what this says. You want to make sure that if there's prolonged sweating, that you're drinking some kind of sports drink so you can balance your electrolytes. So that would be especially important when we were talking about, those sports teams and things like that. And especially, those small employers, when we're talking about those landscapers right. that are going to be out there all throughout the day. It also talks about the type of clothing you should wear. It talks about emergency planning and response mm-hmm. so that you can go ahead and make sure that you have adequately trained personnel to provide first aid if that's needed. Know where you can get some 911 if you should need it. Then it talks about work and rest. So, how you want to acclimate your new employees, which we talked about just a little bit earlier. And then it even gives you the precaution that if you're going to be working in direct sunlight, then you want to look at the moderate risk precautions, because that makes it a little bit more hazardous. So you want to make sure that you train your employees in the signs and symptoms, because again, for those really great employers, they will in many cases develop buddy systems between their employees. So I and Sue are working together. I'm going to watch her to make sure that she does not show signs or symptoms as well. And if she is, I'm going to make sure that I get somebody so that she can get some care right away.
So Billy, in addition to your app, where can workers turn to for information on heat and safety?
In addition to the app, people can go directly to the OSHA website, www.osha.gov. On that website, when you first pull it up across the banner, I believe right now Water Rest Shade is going to pop up. And if you tap on that, or if you click on that page, then it's going to pull up all of the resources that we have. And there are many of them. So employers, employees, the public, anyone can, of course, go to our website. All of those resources are free as well. So all of that information is out there, because we want to make sure that people are safe, especially during this time of year.
Yeah, including working in indoor and outdoor heat, protecting workers, recognizing the symptoms. First aid training even?
Yes. All of that information is going to be right there at the website. And all of that makes up basically a comprehensive heat prevention program, which you just talked about. So like you say, you can have hot environments, both indoor and outdoor. So you really want to make sure that you're monitoring that and that you're making sure that employees know what they need to do. And so that you're ensuring that they're doing it to ensure that they're safe.
Talking to Billy Kaiser, who's with OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration here in Atlanta. She is regional administrator for the Southeast, right downtown at the Russell Federal Building. So talk to us now, Billy, about where workers can go to report suspected unsafe working conditions.
if we have employees that are concerned that their employer isn't providing a safe workplace for them, mm-hmm. they can go directly to the website to file a complaint with OSHA, www.osha.gov. And on one of the tabs, which is workers, it actually is a place that says file a complaint. So they can go there. They can also contact our 800 number, 1-800-321-OSHA, or they can call the closest OSHA area office to them. So we have OSHA area offices in each of the 8 southeastern states. So if they have concerns and they want to actually talk to someone, they can actually call the OSHA area office, and they can find that also at the OSHA website.
And it says OSHA.gov. And for the phone number,
that number is 1-800-321-OSHA or 1-800-321-6742.
You know, we happen to be talking to Billy during Safe and Sound Week. What is Safe and Sound Week exactly?
So Safe and Sound Week is a program that's been created to celebrate those employers that have developed safety and health programs so that they can celebrate their successes. But it's also a time for us to encourage employers that don't have comprehensive safety and health programs to develop them.
She is Billy Kaiser, y'all, Deputy Regional Administrator for the Southeast Region for OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration. She's located right here in Atlanta at the Federal Building. She is here talking about the HEAT app. If you go into the App Store, it's on a red background, the sun, that says HEAT app. That's so simple.
It is simple. And it's a really great resource for employers and employees and even the public to utilize
coaches.
To make sure, exactly, coaches or anyone else who's going to have people out in the sun doing work. You know, if you're doing whatever it is you may be doing, if you're going to be out there in the heat, this is a great resource for you to utilize so you can make sure that your folks are always protected.
It has been a pleasure meeting you, young lady.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here. I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to promote this in this way.
She's Billy Kaiser. I'm Maria Boynton.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.